This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Treasury Department's Office of Inspector General reported that since March, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin had used military aircraft for 7 trips, 4 domestic and 3 overseas, for a total cost of more than $800,000. Flying commercial on all 7 trips would cost, at most, about $22,700. Illinois Attorney General sued Check Into Cash, accusing the company of violating a state law prohibiting non-compete agreements for workers making less than $13 an hour. The lawsuit, the first since the law was passed last year, demands that the company remove the clause. Check Into Cash has about 250 employees in Illinois and about 3,000 nationwide. In 2016, the American healthcare industry spent $500 million on lobbying, with pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, and health professionals making the largest contributions. In August, the NAACP urged African Americans to avoid the state of Missouri, citing discriminatory laws and practices. It was the first statewide advisory ever issued by the organization. The NAACP also recently called for a boycott of American Airlines for discrimination. In a surprise decision, a Turkish court released 8 human rights campaigners and 2 foreign co-workers in an interim decision. Art Forum magazine publisher resigned after a lawsuit was filed by 9 women recounting sexual harassment over a decade. The Labor Department said this week that it would begin enforcing for the construction industry an Obama administration rule that sharply lowered the permissible exposure limit to crystalline silica. School district in New Orleans is going to spend $800,000 on filters to remove lead from the water. Trump administration has agreed to pay between $1 million and $10 million to settle lawsuits against the IRS for targeting Tea Party groups in the Obama era, saying in court documents that the IRS admits that its treatment was wrong. Political party in New Zealand must pay Eminem's music publisher $413,000 for infringing on the copyright of his hit song, Lose Yourself, a court in Wellington, New Zealand has ruled. President Trump ordered the long-awaited release of 2,800 documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, but bowed to protests by the CIA and FBI by withholding thousands of additional papers pending 6 more months of review. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.